I think at the end of the day, Tanya, we've got to do what's best for this team to win. So if it's best for this team to win, if one of the things that's important for this team winning in a game is for him to carry the ball, you know, 25 to 30 times, 35 times, then that's what we have to do. If it's 10 times and maybe he catches more passes in a game, maybe that's what we have to do. You know, we have to change up how we're using him every week. He's got a new game plan every week. And, you know, he's a guy that has to touch the ball for us. Andre Johnson, another guy like that. DeAndre Hopkins, definitely a guy like that. So those guys have to be part of the game plan every single week. Yeah, I talk to him every day. He's doing well. You know, he's disappointed. He wishes, you know, he wishes he could be out there with his teammates. He's a great teammate. Loves being a part of the team, and he loves to compete. And so, you know, he's disappointed, but I think he's over it, and I believe he's headed in the right direction, and he's doing a great job with our trainers and doctors. And you know, I think he'll when he comes back, he'll be ready to go. Very athletic, James. Veteran defense, with the exception of Khalil Mack, who's a very explosive, athletic player. Veteran players along the front. Tuck, I'm pretty familiar with Tuck. Woodley, I'm pretty familiar with Woodley. Antonio Smith, our players are very, very familiar with him. Very, very good players. Linebackers are athletic. They can run. Charles Woodson is one of the best DBs to ever play this game. He's been a corner. At one point, I believe he was one of the best nickels in the game, and he's playing safety for him. He's got great ball skills, heck of a player. So it's a very, very big challenge for our offense going against this defense.
So we've talked about kind of adjusting as the game goes on. You don't want to wait too late. How much do you really know about an opponent in week two after you've seen kind of one game?
Right. Yeah. It's very similar to week one. Where you really don't know exactly what you're going to see because you have one regular season game and then some preseason games. But like I said, leading up to the Washington game, you know, people don't show a lot in the preseason. So you're still having to go into the game with, you know, looking at last year, what they did last year, looking at their new personnel this year and how they used them against the Jets, and then being ready to be flexible early in the game to figure out how to adjust to something that maybe you're not used to seeing from them on film. So they've got a really good coaching staff with Dennis Allen, defensive coach, great guy, really, really good, strong defensive coach. Greg Olson on offense and Tony Sperano there. I mean, they've got a really strong staff. Jason Tarver, their defensive coordinator. So it's going to be a big challenge for our coaching staff. I think what I enjoy the most, just personally, I was just out there talking to somebody about it, is just the game planning, you know, just being here, you know, day in and day out and just working with our staff and trying to put together a really good game plan for our players and then being able to go in the morning meetings and teach it and then watch it on the practice field and see the guys go out there and execute the plays. That's what I enjoy the most about getting ready for an opponent and the strategy of it and then being able to teach it to your players and seeing how it works on Sunday.